Daily Rest, Thursday, February 29th, 2024. Continue in our study of Ecclesiastes with chapter 5, verse 1. Guard your steps as you go to the house of God, and approach to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they are doing evil. Approach God's house to listen. People who go to NFL games often do much to prepare themselves. Food for tailgating, team clothing, face painting, peculiar headgear. Money, energy, and time are dedicated to preparing for this sporting event. How do you prepare yourself for a much greater event? In Solomon's day, the Jews went to the temple to offer a sacrifice. Some of them went thoughtlessly through the motions, offering the sacrifice of fools. To them, Solomon says, "Watch your step. You are doing evil." To present-day churchgoers also, Solomon speaks, "Guard your steps as you go to the house of God." In the so-called olden days, church bells rang on Saturday night, reminding fathers to prepare their families for worship. Some of them went thoughtlessly through the motions, offering the sacrifice of fools. To them, Solomon says, "Watch your step. You are doing evil." To present-day churchgoers also, Solomon speaks, "Guard your steps as you go to the house of God." In the so-called olden days, church bells rang on Saturday night, reminding fathers to prepare their families for worship. They read the Bible to them and joined in hymns and prayers. The next morning, they dressed in their Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. All of this served as solemn preparation for Sunday worship. It helped them to approach, to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools. Sadly, such customs have fallen into disuse. Saturday, do you meditate on Sunday worship? Do you wear clothing that shows your respect? How should we guard our steps as we go to the house of God? Solomon talks not about outward things, but about inward. Approach to listen. This means that as we are going to church, we need to ponder our reasons for going, namely to hear, learn, reaffirm worship. They read the Bible to them and joined in hymns and prayers. The next morning, they dressed in their Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. All of this served as solemn preparation for Sunday worship. It helped them to approach, to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools.